Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. See, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all of the arrogant and all of the evildoers will be stubble. That's biblical language for fried. The day comes, shall burn them up, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who revere my name, the sun, S-U-N, of righteousness shall rise, healing its wings. I love that text. And I love it because it draws out in us what we suspect may be true about life. We in the church sometimes are a bit arrogant, and we look at all of those other people and say, the day is surely coming when you all will be burning like an oven. But we won't. This text from Malachi raises a really powerful question for us about our relationship with the world in light of the resurrection. It forces us to ask questions of our own understanding of God's grace and God's peace in new ways. But listen to the text. It starts with, the days are surely coming when the sun of righteousness will burn those who are not like us. And it ends with God's grace. And the imagery is of light and fire and sun. When I came here as a child in the 70s, the volcanoes were still erupting quite a bit, and we flew, of course, over to the Big Island and hung out on Kilauea. And at that time, you could drive right up to the lava. It was coming across the road. And being, I think I was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old and a little boy, you know, you see anything that's soft and fluffy and full of light, what do you want to do? Poke it with a stick. So, of course, you know, me and my three brothers, we got sticks to poke the lava. But you couldn't get very close. You know, we'd take our stick and we'd walk up to it, and then the heat would start to, and the smell, not so good. But the heat would just sort of drive you back. And that's the imagery in Malachi. God's righteousness, that hot, beautiful, filled with light, and so hot. These texts all focus on the end days when God will come again to draw all things back to God's self in righteousness. And we like the imagery of Malachi because we think we're on the right side of things. But in the end, that's not really the focus. It's not an us or them proposition. It's God's proposition for God's people. The thing is that both Jesus and Paul take a look at those words, that attitude about the end times, and sort of dismiss it in a way. I mean, it's really easy as a church and as a people to be focused on what's coming at the end. Paul's language about striving for the goal. But the goal that Paul speaks of is not the end time. It's God's righteousness. So what happens when the church overfocuses, when the people of God overfocus on the end time? Well, in the Thessalonians, Paul is writing to a group of people who have decided Jesus is coming again. Soon. So soon that some of them just quit working and were hanging around depending on the, quote, generosity of others. Because they figured, what the heck? Jesus is coming back. The end time is near. All the unrighteous are going to burn. We're in. Don't worry, be happy. And Paul writes to them and says, you guys, get to work. Get on with it. The end time will have its own. It will be done. But in the meantime, do your work. Jesus, in the same way, addresses those in the temple and says, look, the time will come when all of these beautiful stones will be one toppled upon the other, and it will be no more, and I will come again in righteousness to reclaim all things. But in the meantime, get on with it. Get on with it. You see, the problem is that the church acts as if it's constantly getting ready for a funeral. We act like we're getting ready for a funeral. Well, the key is that we need to make sure that we're really good, that we do everything right, that we pull it all together, so that somehow, when Jesus comes again, we will be ready. We won't be on the hotter end of things. We'll be in the holy air conditioning. But we're not called to get ready for a funeral. That's what's so powerful about the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're called not to get ready for a funeral, but a banquet. And the preparations are really quite different. We're not called to get to be better people, but to live wholly and fully in the grace of Jesus Christ and in love for one another. The idea isn't my personal salvation at the expense of another, but that Christ has already received all of the expense on our behalf and called us to life. Get on with it, he says to those who are gathered at the temple. The end of time will take care of itself. Still, we have lots of folks who think otherwise, and maybe they're right. Today, right now, there's a group of people who have holed themselves up in a cave outside of Moscow because they believe that the end time will come this spring. They may be right, but in a sense, I wonder if that's really the posture we want to take. Neither Paul nor Jesus call us to hole ourselves up anywhere in preparation for the end time. Always, time and time and time again, they tell us over and over, get on with it, live out the love of Christ right up until the end. Feast with the banquet. Share love, house the hungry, give to the poor. Live as if you are alive. One commentator I read said that when Jesus comes again, when God reconciles everything to God's self, when the Messiah appears, we ought to be busy baptizing babies, sharing the communal meal. We should be giving to the hungry and the poor. We should be setting up programs for all those to whom we're ministered. We should be raising our voice in new songs right up until the end. As a church, as a people, we're called to prepare for the banquet, not the funeral. So the primary question for us as God's people is, how will we indeed get on with it in the midst of cataclysms and signs and wars? And even though everything we see around us may point, we think, to the end of time coming now, soon. How will we prepare the banquet? Will we hunker down in our little bunker and take care of our own? Or will we go out there unafraid to share the gospel of Christ in a hungry world? I pray every day that we will prepare for the banquet and leave the funeral planning to others. That is the gospel call of Jesus Christ. Amen.